comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
And we're back with another edition of Random Unnamed Podcast. So, we're going to get into some new controversial bullshit real quick. Revolving around hashtag fix Miss Marvel.
Honestly, I mean, there's been a lot of these, so to speak, I mean, controversies or whatever you want to call them. And whatnot, but
shit, people still pissed off about the Black Little Mermaid.
Yeah, right. I mean, and I think that's what it comes down to is people are just so used to one thing, and when they don't get their way, they get pissed off. You know, like for example, the remake of the Little Mermaid. You know, instead of casting somebody who's white, who we're traditionally used to because of the childhood, you know, animated movie, yeah. They casted an African American. Whatever. That's
mermaids actually don't have a race, anyways, exactly. As far as human wise goes. So
exactly,
like their hair is supposed to be red. Like they're based off of a folklore of somewhere on the other side of the world,
exactly.
Where they're actually fucking evil green bitches of water.
Exactly. So, you know, I understand certain aspects of why people are complaining about Miss Marvel, because Miss Marvel being a Muslim superhero, people around her are of the Muslim religion, and, you know, but it comes down to what we were just talking about. The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. You got a white dude who's playing an Asian, you know, samurai. You know, you're and now with the people that they've cast for Miss Marvel, they've now said, you know, that they're gonna have a Christian white chick play a Muslim. The Miss Marvel's Muslim friend.
But see, this one doesn't bug me as much because, all right, if you've seen Captain Marvel,
yes, I get where you're coming from, because, you know, Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, there's a lot of similarities, and if you've read the comic books, there's a lot of the descendants. I mean, fuck, the Captain Marvel that we're used to, Carol Danvers, isn't technically the original Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. You know, the original Captain Marvel was a male. You know, I don't remember his name, but
Marvel.
Marvel?
Captain Marvel, yeah.
So, you know, then he passed on the powers to Danvers.
And there's the other iterations where it was a woman who was also Miss Marvel, passing on her powers to someone else, and so on and so forth. But yes, there is a second Miss Marvel, which is most likely the reason why original Miss Marvel went back to her name Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
and yes, she is Muslim.
And I get where people are coming from. It's like who the fuck's gonna you know? It's like with Black Panther, you know, you're not gonna cast a white chick as a Okoye. You know the general. Right. You know, so you know you're not gonna cast a you're not gonna cast John Cena as M'Baku. You know, so I get where people are coming from with this one, but at the same time, I mean, Drew McIntyre
would be a good ass Killmonger.
Yeah, we've talked about this though. I don't know if we've ever done it on the show, but we've talked about, you know, a certain cast. If Black Panther was opposite of if it was filmed with white people instead, there are some people who would fit certain roles and whatnot. So, but you know, it goes with every movie though. Everybody feels that. A movie could be cast one way, but it's casted another way. Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know, let's see how it is first, people. You know, you're still gonna watch it. You know, and I think that's the funniest thing about the whole thing is people bitch and complain about this shit, but they'll still go and watch it.
You're right.
So,
well, I don't know if we talked about it last week, but rest in paradise to Pat Patterson.
Yeah. He passed away. We didn't get the chance to talk to him about it because I think he passed away last Wednesday. Pat Patterson, legendary WWE superstar, and who didn't grow up with Patterson and Briscoe, man?
You're right.
You know, and yeah, that one hurt. That one, you know, especially right after Taker retired.
Yeah.
And whatnot. There's a lot of people, and it's just like, dude, there's just those people that we grew up watching and whatnot. That it's just, and when we see those people have passed on, it's just like, motherfucker, dude.
Right?
Like, I'm either getting old as shit because these people are dying, or it's just like, holy fuck, dude. It's just, it's a fucked up year.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
So, other wrestling related news, I guess. Sting went to AEW, made his debut last week. I'm happy about that, but then I'm not happy about that. I mean, Sting's always been my favorite wrestler of all time. Him and Edge, top two favorite wrestlers of all time. So, but I'm not a big fan of AEW, so now I gotta go support a whole nother wrestling brand just because Sting's there now. You know?
Their matches are the matches in AEW compared to WWE, they both have those predictable moves. Yeah. Like after you watch one, mm-hmm. thing is with AEW, after you watch one match,
you can kind of see where everything's going and whatnot. But then again, with wrestling in general, it's that way.
It's going to happen not pretty soon, but somewhere down the line. Somewhere down the line, there's going to be a AEW versus WWE, and Street Profits clean the clock on private
party. Yeah,
like don't get me wrong, your private party, y'all cool, but like,
mm-hmm.
y'all just remind me of Street Profits, like yeah. right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, let's do what is it? The
Young Bucks?
No. If we're doing Young Bucks, they got to go up against the New Day. But, no, I was thinking Street Profits and the New Day versus...
the Private Party.
Private Party and then the Lucha... Not the Dinosaur group in AEW.
That'll work, but I'd rather replace those with the Young Bucks, though. Bucks have...
Yeah, Young Bucks are better known, too. So... But other than that, the NXT War Games was Sunday. Team Undisputed Era beat Team McAfee.
Yeah.
Leon Ruff retained North America. Oh, no. Gargano won the North American title. That's pretty much it. The women's one wasn't too bad. Team LeRae won. They beat Team Shotzi. But, yeah, I mean, overall, it was a good pay-per-view, though. So, sports-related, we officially do not have a undefeated team in the NFL anymore. The Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington Redskins.
Called it.
Yeah, you did. You did. So, in other news, why is Kittle trending? Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, because they were in the stands. Like, so, dude, like this. Let's see, country.
Through 2022, something remaining. So
the thing is right now, as far as the 49ers situation go, they right after beating the Rams, they got when they touched back into Santa Clara, the city had a pretty much banned contact sports.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're for throughout Christmas or throughout the month of December, I believe, they will be in Arizona sharing a camp with the Cardinals. Well, on the good,
which isn't bad.
Well, on the good news of that is the whole article is that we still are somewhat in the playoff run, but given how Mullins quarterbacks.
Yeah, I got you. Well, another point. We no. What? How the fuck do you fumble the ball to 2 yard line? Somebody, anybody. How the fuck do you fumble the ball at the 2 motherfucking yard line? with a minute and a half left in the game. Fucking Mrs. Skittles.
Their hands were oily. Maybe it was pre-cum dripping from the...
Motherfuck, dude. Like, we were at the 2 motherfucking yard line with a minute and a half left, and Deshaun Watson fucking fumbled the ball and turned the ball over. All we needed was a fucking touchdown, and we would have won.
Yep.
Dude, we could still be in playoff contention.
At least y'all didn't lose 42-0.
Who the fuck lost that bet?
The Chargers to the Patriots.
Fuck.
They got wrecked.
Damn. I didn't know that one.
That was like, holy shit. Fuck. Oh shit. That's who she was.
What? This one? Are you talking about her?
I think she was on Grey's Anatomy or one of the hospital shows that had hospitals. She was a RN or something like that.
I think
was
you're,
it ER?
I think so.
I've seen her
in other stuff too. She's a good actor, great actor.
Yeah, we're still here, people. Oh,
yeah.
I was spelling her middle name. There she is. She was on BAPS with a long time ago.
Yeah, I seen her on some other shit.
She was in Madea.
Yeah.
She was on one episode of ER a long time ago, 2003. She was on
E. Was in
yeah. She was on Set It Off. I know that's one of your favorite movies.
Who was she?
Tanika.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember her. Okay. Damn, that sucks. I remember her.
She died of colon cancer.
Yeah, okay. So Natalie Dressel Reed, she was in Eve Bapps, one episode of ER. Set It Off. She passed away earlier today from colon cancer.
Just losing people,
right?
Left and right, yo. It's like 2020 is like playing Street Fighter. There's a boxer named Balrog.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold the punch buttons down for long enough, he has this move where he turns around and goes through whatever is happening to him, and he just punches. That's what the hell 2020 is doing right now. It's just right? Spinning and winding up, and it's just
punching everybody in the gut every chance he gets.
Yep.
Like, fuck, dude. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's...
like today, Friday, what else? 2020.
Yeah, exactly. So, the Monday before yesterday, the other day. the day before that day. Every day is a shot in the gut at some point, some way, right? One way or another. That's for fucking sure. So,
hold on, let's go back to wrestling real quick. What the fuck? The whole SmackDown main event thing.
Yeah, there's a lot to break down with that, because certain aspects of it, it's kind of stupid. I mean, again, I understand where they're taking this storyline with Roman Reigns, but can we hurry up and get there? Because this shit sucks.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I am getting so sick and tired of this fucking, you know, just, like, can we get the Miz to cash in the Money in the Bank already? Like, can we please just get him fucking...
He's not going to cash in until TLC.
But that's the thing. I don't...
Like, what's the point of Miz holding the fucking Money in the Bank if he's going to pull out Otis?
Yeah, and not cash it in at the moment. So, I don't... Honestly, I don't know. I think it's stupid, and... I don't know.
Poor Otis.
Yeah, it really is poor Otis. In other... here we go. So... In other sports news, it was announced Sunday that on February 20th, 2021, we get a special exhibition boxing match between the greatest boxer of all time, Floyd Money Mayweather, who's coming out of retirement for a special exhibition. You would think, oh my god, he's coming out of retirement. Do we get Mayweather McGregor too? No. Oh, is he going to face Pacquiao again? No. Is he going to face Canelo? No. No. None of those great boxers or great MMA fighters. No. This bitch is coming out of retirement for a special exhibition against Logan fucking Paul. Who gives a fuck?
That's not worth paying. For me, I can't pay for that.
I am not paying for that.
I'm going to just wait for the highlight.
I'm going to wait for the highlight of Mayweather knocking this bitch out.
Like, fucking it.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with the Paul family? You got Logan Paul over here who's, you know, calling out the greatest boxer of all time.
Didn't he call out Connor too?
And then you got Jake Paul, his brother, who just beat Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
Who's calling out fucking Connor McGregor for a boxing match. What the fuck is just wrong make it a tag with match. This?
Fuck it.
All right, that one I would pay for. That I would pay for. But like
Team Money McGregor versus the Paul family. There you go.
Ah, shit. Like, oh my god. Now, of course, I'm looking forward to January when McGregor gets steps back into the octagon and everything like that. And great, I'm happy for that. But I would love to see McGregor beat the fuck out of Jake Paul. But then again, seeing anybody from the Paul family getting their ass whooped would be fairly happy as well.
And then it'll be then when they lose, it's every day, bro.
Well, and you know that's the reason why. I mean, if you're a Pokemon player, that's the reason why you can't find any Pokemon, especially in your local area or your local card shop, is because. It was Logan Paul who, you know, made a video about everybody should go play Pokemon, should go buy Pokemon and buy all of the, all the Pokemon cards. And
speaking of Pokemon,
yeah, I saw that.
Everyone says who's that Pokemon, but no one says how's that Pokemon. You know what? There is a Griffey video on that shit.
That's funny. But, yeah, I mean, Yeah, oh my god, I swear to god, I hate the fucking Paul Brothers. Oh shit. There's not a lot of political shit to talk about this week. Then again, I just don't really care at the moment. There's not much else, dude.
Shit, our episodes are getting shorter and shorter as the year comes to a close.
Well, it's weird because last week's episode was over an hour.
Yeah.
You know, this week's episode is only, at the moment, we're only at 21 minutes. You know, there's just not a lot going on, people. I know we had talked about doing pickup lines this week, but we didn't really get that many responses, so we're going to hold that off until we get some more responses.
Yeah.
So, if you guys have any pickup lines, bad, good, bad, ugly, horrible, we want to hear them. We want tweet us, find us on Instagram, and send us your worst or best pickup lines. And we're going to do an episode of just pickup lines one day. So,
well, I can get some shit started off just to give our listeners a little motivation to this. Let me crack an egg in your ass and let me beat it till it scramble.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Yeah, literally, I'm going through.
There's nothing like, holy shit. Like, not even in the COVID section.
Right? Breakdancing is one of the new sports set to debut in the 2024 Olympics. I didn't know breakdancing was a sport.
This quote, I'm going to say, may appear or sound racist, but once again, we don't give a shit. I see a lot of Hmong people winning that.
Yep.
Or the Jabberwockies.
Yep.
Hey, Longhorns, 69.
That shit was fucking funny. That shit was awesome. Y'all know, if you're a normal listener, y'all know my favorite number is 69. Y'all know that there's a lot of shit in my life that always something points to 69 or whatnot. And the Longhorns on Saturday scored 69 points. So it was just funny. So that's it in sports. We talked about that one. There's not much. Nobody gives a shit. Oh. Okay, so it was announced that Jupiter and Saturn are to align on December 21st, the date of the winter solstice, to create a rare event known as the Christmas Star, which is supposed to be an ultra-bright light star up in the sky.
So, will that mean all the streetlights will be turned off because of PG and everybody can save PG&E or what?
Right.
Collectively.
Well, you know what? There is one political thing we can talk about this week. As you know, we live in California, and with the governor put a new stay-at-home order in effect. When the ICU beds total in each region drops under 15%. The stay-at-home order immediately takes effect the very next day. In the San Joaquin Valley region, which is where we live in, Fresno County, went into the under 15%. It was at 14%, then it dropped to 8%. I think it's rose just a little bit, but it took effect as of yesterday. And so it takes effect for 3 weeks. So all restaurants have to close dine in and dine out and outside, inside and outside dining. Retail can only be open for 20% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Bars, wineries have to close. Nail salons, hair salons, barbershops, personal care services all have to close. Gyms have to close. So and it's a minimum of 3 weeks. And then after the 3 weeks is up, they'll be reevaluated. And if the number is still under 15% for the ICU bed, it kicks in for another 3 weeks. Yeah. And then I read a little bit more. And as most of y'all know, you know, California is layered by each color coding.
Yep.
You know, purple, red, orange, and yellow. Yellow being the best, purple being the worst. You know, especially a couple of episodes ago, you know, purple rain.
Wait, is that button still there?
I don't think it is. You can try the purple one. I'm not 100% sure.
Purple rain!
It was still there. But so I was reading more into it, and the region or the county to go to the next color tier has to be for 4 straight weeks in a row of some type of decline of cases or steady cases instead of no spikes, pretty much. Which means, and it's already been announced that kids are not allowed to go back to school until our county, Fresno County, reaches orange. So we're in deep purple at the moment because of the stay-at-home order.
So if you were in Clovis, if you live in Clovis, your kids will still be going to school.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, it's we get all these warnings, and we have people who don't pay attention to them or don't care about them, then which raises our case numbers.
Sorry, that was awesome.
The fuck?
Yeah, we both. Sorry.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I just learned this on TikTok. So type in pew pew. Type in that.
Yeah, I know. It showed up when you texted it.
Yeah, it shows us as a laser.
And it vibrates your phone.
I just learned it off of Facebook just now.
Well, I don't think my shit could do that because my shit's old.
Yeah, your shit's also not an iPhone. So if you're
sorry.
Great distraction.
Sorry.
Yeah. Bottom line, just wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, please, and
yep.
Remember, it's not about you. It's about the people that surround you.
Exactly. So, as to what Mrs. Skittles distracted us with for a second, if you have an iPhone and you text your friend, pew pew, P-E-W space P-E-W, it will send a light show to your text message. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's kind of stupid. Kind of cool. So...
All right, well, shit.
I ain't even got a song of the week this week. Purple rain. Shit.
I don't even think I have a song of the week either. Actually, I haven't been thinking about song of the week at all.
Right.
Due to tragic events of me being in the hospital, I have been dubbed as diabetic. So now I have to watch what I eat, reduce what I eat pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to drink water and sweet tea and shit.
Yep. It's a huge adjustment.
I mean, it really is.
I mean, all right, I'm not diabetic, but I have plenty of people in my family who are. It's a huge adjustment. I mean, and then especially you're over here at my house, I don't know, 3 days of the week.
Pretty much. Know,
at least. It's hard now just for us to have to work around knowing when you're going to be here for dinners and stuff like that, just because what we eat on a normal basis might not be something that a diabetic or yourself is allowed to have because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Could, like, for example, mashed potatoes and corn, that's deadly to a diabetic.
Like, I can't have both. I have to have one or the other.
Yeah, you can have mashed potatoes by itself. You can have corn by itself. But you can't have them together. No more famous bowls for you at KFC.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can't have a famous bowl because, I mean, you could have, I mean, you could technically have it, but you can't have, you got to have grilled chicken instead of crispy chicken.
Yeah.
You can't have gravy on it and you can't have corn on it. You know, so you have mashed potatoes, cheese, and chicken, you know, and it's got to be grilled chicken.
I'd rather just go grill. If that's the case, then I'm going to start going to Pollo Loco. I ain't never had a Pollo Loco before.
Honestly, I've had it a couple of times years and years ago. It wasn't the greatest, but then again, it was just like
Del Taco
that I had it years and years ago, and it sucked.
I could eat the shit out of that still.
Yeah, can't go to fucking Taco Bell. I mean, you can.
I can, but it'll suck. Though. Yeah. I had to get soft tacos instead of corn tacos.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the worst part about it too is if you download. This is a shout out to Taco Bell for a moment, but if you go and download their app, and you're a new user to the app, you actually get a $5 box, and a Doritos taco for free.
Mm.
If you're a new user on their app, which I am, and I got mine today, so
I'm not. I had that app like 2 or 3 years ago,
right? So, yeah. So I'm gonna go through, and I'm at some point this week, on my way to work, I'm gonna get that. So, you know what? Also, we didn't talk about last week. Last week, I talked so much shit. On my car.
Yeah.
I talked so much shit on my car last week. And I got it back the very next day. It was funny. I got it back on fucking Wednesday last week. It's been so fucking nice having my car back, though. I apologize to my car for talking as much shit as I did on her, though.
We love our car.
Yes, we do.
So, anything else or?
At the moment, I honestly there's not a lot this week. Hopefully, we find more shit to talk about next week.
All right. Well, I guess I think it's that time. So,
yeah,
I'm Rex.
I'm Skittles,
and we're getting the fuck out.
All right, people, it's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out.